I'm Allison Keyes, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is away. Coming up in this Asian American Heritage Month, new research on sharp health disparities between Asian Americans and the rest of the country. But first, a touch of sports. Basketball, that is. There are four teams still alive vying for the right to be called this year's world champions, and not one of them is the Cleveland Cavaliers. Even though the Cavs won the most games in the regular season and have arguably the best player in the league, LeBron James, that may be why the organization fired its head coach, Mike Brown, this morning. Dave Zirin, a sports writer for The Nation and at edgeofsports.com, is here in the studios. Welcome, Dave.
Great to be here, Ms. Keyes.
So, okay, I know the Cavs are way out of it, but why is the firing of Mike Brown such a big deal?
Well, it's a big deal because he's the most successful coach in the history of the franchise. It's a big deal because he was the coach of the year last year and very respected by his peers. But for two straight years, the Cavaliers were the favorites to win the championship. Mm-hmm. Two straight years, it didn't get done. And if they hadn't have fired Mike Brown by this morning, they would have owed him a cool $4.5 million. So
wow.
It had to get done now. Those are the facts. Now, the rumors are that they're doing, and I know we don't do rumors on NPR.
No, never rumors.
But the rumors are that they're doing this because they want to be able to go to LeBron James, who is a free agent, and say, choose your coach.
But President Obama has been campaigning for LeBron James to move to my hometown, Chicago, the home of the once and future world champion, Chicago Bulls.
Well,
any chance King James is going to be, you know, in Chi-Town?
Well, Obama was also campaigning for Arlen Specter, so let's not go too far with that poll.
Wow.
I think
tough
that
room here.
LeBron James, it'll be one of two places. Either he is going to stay in Cleveland because, let's face it, his legacy, even at age 25, has taken a hit by his inability to push this team over the hump despite having the best record. And the other option is New York City, because I know that's painful to hear. I know it is, but let's face it, the Knicks or possibly even the soon-to-be Brooklyn Nets hold the opportunity for LeBron James to be able to become what he's always said he wants to be. He's always said his dream is not to be a champion, not to be the best basketball player ever, but to be a global icon, and there's no greater springboard for that than in the world's media capital.
How about the teams that are actually still playing? Boston taking on the Magic tonight, and the Celtics are up 3-0. Are they going to knock it out?
I have to disagree with something you just said, that they're taking on the Magic. Because I'm not sure the Magic have showed up yet in this series. I mean, they're
okay,
in the witness protection program of teams. So Boston, playing the artist formerly known as the Magic, are up 3-0. In the history of the NBA, teams that are up 3-0 are 93-0 all time. So you might as well just write it down. The Boston Celtics are going to be in the final
round. Yeah, but
the
Magic were heavily favored. Come on, you can't take them out like that.
Down 3-0, I'm going to. In the last game, the Celtics point guard, Rajon Rondo, had more assists than the entire Magic team. Not good.
There is that. What about the Lakers? The LA Lakers.
Very
2-1.
Exciting. Very exciting. The Suns coming back to make this a series, down just 2-1. Amare Stoudemire, 42 points and 11 rebounds. A brilliant game.
Big rebounds.
But I gotta say, I think these Suns are tough because they're mentally tough. I mean, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, was just a few short weeks ago, but let's remember, they as a team, from the owner to the general manager to the players, came out as one against Arizona's Senate Bill 1070, wore the Los Suns jerseys on the court, even though that law at the time had overwhelming majority support in their own state. They are mentally tough. They are as one. They are going to rage against the fire of the light and what some people think is an inevitable Lakers-Celtics finals.
Really briefly, who do you think is going to take it all this year?
I'm going to say the Phoenix Suns, not because I think it's going to happen, but because I want
to
give.
I have to bet you a beer on that.
I will lose that beer, but I want to put every last morsel of karma I have into the idea of Steve Nash, Amari Stoudemire holding up the trophy and speaking out for immigrant rights simultaneously.
Dave Zirin for the Suns is a sports writer for The Nation and at edgeofsports.com. He's also author of the forthcoming book, Bad Sports, How Owners Are Ruining the Games We Love. Dave joined us right here on our Washington studios, and we are still making that bet.
Yes, we will miss.
Thanks for coming.
I'm going to lose.